Well, good hello. This is the second time of me trying to record this thing. I went for a walk and my experimental recording technique was so bad that the audio came out just unusable. So let's try this again. I wanted to test out this podcasting thing for the longest time. But yeah, I just decided to go ahead and record something and maybe we'll get it on a RSS feed. In any case, this day was a bit of a bummer. And that right there is my cat, Tahveli. He's quite talkative at times. Yeah, so this day was kind of a hard one, but the whole week has been quite difficult. Exactly 1 week ago, I had my tooth surgery. They did a root canal on one of my teeth, and it didn't work out very well. So it was Tuesday, and by Thursday, I was quite happy about it, and I was expecting everything to go back to normal, but then on Friday and Saturday, the pain got worse and worse, and then on Sunday, it was really bad. And yesterday, Monday, I finally called to the doctor again and asked about what we should do about it. And then today, I went there again, and they decided to finally remove the whole tooth, which was kind of a bummer. They'll fix it eventually, but yeah. The good thing about it was that the pain actually went away quite right away. But now I'm again unable to do any proper exercise for a couple of days at least. And I can't go to sauna and I can't eat proper food and stuff like that. So yeah. These days are the worst. After finding out how much positive energy working out and doing like hard exercise gives you, being forced to not do anything is really, really hard and it gets to you quite fast, and it's been almost 2 weeks now that I've been unable to exercise, first because feeling bad in general. Then I went and got the tooth done, and then I was a few days recovering from it, and then it's flared up again, and now I'm again recovering, so I'm really, really hoping that everything will get back to normal soon. If it doesn't, I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to cope, but yeah, we'll worry about when we get there, if we get there. One other thing, interesting thing. For me, not being able to work out every day has been that the autumn is finally here. It's getting really dark and wet, and the sunlight situation here in Finland in general is pretty, well, interesting. During the summer times, there is too much sunlight, and you need to have like proper blinds and proper, like, curtains in your bedroom to be able to sleep and to be able to get the room dark so you can sleep. And during the winter time, it's the opposite. There is not enough light and lots of people get depressed, including me. So one tends to seek the sunlight whenever they can, usually at the mornings. But even not depending on the time of the day, when it gets to I don't know, October, November, December, the sun is only up, like properly up, like 1 or 2 hours a day. So you really don't get any proper sunlight during normal days, and that really kind of fucks you up. So today when I went out for a walk at about 10 p.m., it was already almost pitch black. You could easily see the sky and the night sky and the stars and stuff like that. So, and it was pitch black in the forest route where I usually walk. So, if you want to go for a night run or a night walk, you kind of need to have like proper lighting already after like 8 p.m. And in summertime, the sun doesn't really go down at all, so it's very bright throughout the day and night, so you don't need any lights at any time, which is kind of awesome. But yeah, the depressing time starts kind of now. It's hard to accept the fact again and again. But yeah, so the whole exercise blog thing is turning out to be a proper blog. I kind of went into that direction after starting to write the notes, and now these podcasty things. I'll try to do the package this as a proper podcast soon with a RSS feed and everything. But if you can hear my voice, it means this is working at least in some ways. I won't blab anymore this time, but yeah, thanks for listening, and stay active.